got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Tuesday again. Already again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy of a biblical question. A Mamma Mia of a biblical question. For those who want to overcome, it's for you. And most people don't, and I understand. And stay in your misery. You have a right. No one has a right to judge you or be mad or anything that you want to stay in your misery. All right? So for those who want to wake up to know themselves, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And, of course, you can podcast all the shows. But if you are, let's say you want to watch the show, but you got to run around. You got to be doing something. Going after the ICE agents or the mayor of L.A., going down and pretending that you care so much about the illegal aliens, and you're going down to the park and trying to act tough when you know you ain't tough. Or you got to go work out at the gym or whatever you got to do. Take your children to a public school. Because you don't love them enough to stay home and raise them. You don't love the father or the children either, so it's about you. You still can be listening to the show no matter what you're doing, where you are, or where you're going, anywhere in the world. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday, is and will always be country and western Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
Way back Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. A spiritual battle, folks. Like I've never seen before. It has always been since mankind. It's not new. It's just more prevalent now because of the internet. And it tends to, whatever going on, you tend to, people pull out cameras and stuff and show, right? But it is a mess. I didn't know that human nature was so evil that it can sink this low, really. And it's going to get worse in my country and around the world, but America first. So you should do what you want. Get ready to deal with it. Because in the midst of all the hell right here on earth coming through human beings, you could be free. You could be free. You can be free. You don't have to be a part of it, really. You can have perfect peace right here on earth in spite of all the things that are going on around you inside of other people. It's up to you. It's up to you. We have a White History Moment coming up for you out, and Super Chats we got to catch up with, and all kind of amazing stuff going on, and your phone calls. I want to go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Austin, Texas, and talk to Bianca. Bianca, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
I can't hear you.
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
Bianca. All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Jesse. Amazing.
Thank you for that. Is a husband doing his duty when he is when he's told his wife he's emotionally cut off and physically cut off from her now, and he's only staying because he said he was committed, like, to the marriage? Is that still a marriage?
And that's what happened to you?
Yes.
So your question...
He told me that his love for me died and he is no longer attracted to me, and for me to grow myself. And yet he wants nothing to do with me, basically. But he says he's committed. He still makes breakfast and serves me coffee and helps with the girls. And yet everything else, he's not looking to build anything new or anything with me. So, except business. He says we work great at business. And I honestly don't want to build a business with him. Like, after telling me that and then trying to involve our daughters, like, I just...
And you guys already have a business, or you think about starting a business?
No, we were about to.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to do that if you don't want to, the business thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel about him telling you that, that he's not emotionally attracted to you anymore? He doesn't want to be married to you, right? He wants to stay married and provide, but that's about it.
I mean, shattered, just because it's like, well, I don't understand, like, why, like, we're just roommates at this point.
Right. And how,
like,
are you
that
feeling?
That doesn't make sense.
How are you feeling about that?
Frustrated, because it doesn't make sense to me. Like, if you don't want anything to do with me, why are you still trying to be here?
Because he have children and, with you, right? You said?
Yeah.
How many children you guys have together?
Three, and then he also my adopted son, or he adopted my son. So 4, but he lives with the grandparents because their relationship didn't work out.
Okay. How old are the children?
All of them, 14, 7, 2, and 10 months.
Okay. And so...
And, you know, this all happened because a month ago, I got overwhelmed. We made the agreement this year that I would work full-time. He'd stay home, take care of the kids. We're building 3 different businesses. I got overwhelmed. I had a meltdown, and I packed a bag, and I said, I need a week. He took it as me leaving, wanting to leave. And since then, he was like, nope, you take care of yourself. You basically, you know, do what you need to grow. And 2 weeks later, I found out that he was talking to a 19-year-old, and now I'm... He admitted, like, yeah, I was, and he was talking to her for 2 months, so even before, and I'm, you know, while we're here at home, I'm working, doing everything, and building something for us, like, he's creating a connection with a 19-year-old in the middle of the night while he's driving Uber.
How did you find that out?
I went through his thing, and I get it. I know what you say. You look for it, you're going to find it.
That's right. Why would you go through his things?
Because he was cut off from me, and he would not talk to me or communicate with me.
But that wasn't a reason to go through his things. You wanted more pain? That's why you did it?
Yeah, I guess so.
And so let me ask, how do you feel that he's told you all this? You feel what? Or think what? And think what?
I don't know. I don't. Just confused.
Speak up a little bit.
Confused.
And what are you confused about?
The whole situation.
So your husband told you, I'm not going to emotionally support you anymore. I'm not going to pretend we're husband and wife, but I am going to stay here and help raise my children, right?
Yeah.
Provide for the children and you, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm the one who's working full-time, so, yes.
You work full-time?
He'll help. Yes.
And he doesn't work full-time?
Well, yeah. He drives throughout the night and then... Yeah.
He drives trucks, you say?
No. He drives Uber.
Oh, he does. So you work and you work?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So how do you feel about what he's told you?
Broken.
Broken?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Like, after 9 years of being married, and that is like a drop of a hat.
But this, like, I'm sure this is just happened overnight. You've been seeing signs of a bad relationship off and on, right? Have you?
Yes.
So there have been signs. It didn't just happen overnight.
I feel like...
Is that true or not?
It's true.
So why didn't you obey the signs that you have been seeing for a long time?
I didn't know what to do by that point. You're already having kids.
You didn't know what to do because you're already having kids?
Yeah, and I wanted to build something and create something new.
But you were seeing signs that it wasn't going to work. Why didn't you... obey the signs and stop at that point having children or anything if you saw signs?
I really don't know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
There are always signs.
And now we're just here, and I'm uncomfortable. He records everything I do because it's like he thinks I'm being erratic and emotional and... So he records everything, and document everything. And yeah, I went and I created my own account. I took money from our shared account and I put some in my own account. And I didn't feel like I need to prepare myself because he's already documenting things against me.
So you've been acting irrational beforehand?
He says yes, but...
What do you say?
I'm literally just... I think no. I'm just trying to have a conversation, and he won't.
But how long have you been married?
He avoids it. 9
So throughout the 9 years of being married, have you been acting irrational? Off and on or at times?
Yes.
You have been acting irrational?
I mean, what does that mean?
You don't know what irrational means?
Like, how?
Have you been acting...
Like, when I confront him about him talking to other women? Him always wanting to seek connection with other women?
And how do you know that he wanted that?
Because he's always done it, and I've always found it.
And how would you find it?
Through his stuff.
So through the...
He would always be quiet.
So during the 9 years of being married, you've been going through his stuff to see if he was messing with other women?
Not to see if he was messing with other women. It's just things that I'd find when I found out about this 19-year-old, it was mostly because I was separating, like, our documents and our emails, and I found that.
But during the 9 years, you've been going through his things and finding things during the 9-year period, right?
Yes.
And so is that rational or irrational?
Irrational, sir.
Why were you doing those things then?
Because I didn't fully trust him. He would never open up to me, and I felt like he was always gone. He was never present with
me. So why did you marry a man that you felt that way about?
I don't know. I guess I thought things could change.
Is it his fault that you thought that and you married a man that you didn't trust? In the beginning?
Nope.
So who do you blame for what you're going through now?
Myself.
Have you apologized to him ever for acting irrational?
Yes, I have.
And when you apologize over the years, have you stopped doing it or do you go back to it at some point?
I go back to it.
So what was the purpose of apologizing knowing you're going to do it again?
It's not knowing that I'm going to do it again. It's just, like, and it's not like I actively want to.
Why'd you do it then? Over the years, why have you apologized and then you go back to it again, then you apologize and you go back to it again? Why were you doing those things if you didn't want to do them?
No. I mean, acting irrational, but... I don't know.
You don't know why you were acting irrational?
No, I just wanted things to get better. I just wanted things to, like... At this point now, I'm just, what do we do? Is this how we're supposed to live?
How were you planning to make things better by acting irrational? How would that make things better?
It wouldn't.
And so...
But I also feel like if I hadn't known, like, I would have been just left without anything.
If you had not looked for it, you would not have known. And if you didn't know, you would not have acted irrational. knowing it is what drove you into a panic state, and it just made things worse.
Yeah.
If you've been doing this for 9 years, why, and you've been knowing this for 9 years, why have you stayed for 9 years?
I don't know. I got to nurse like a short list.
Come back to your phone. Oh, you talked to the kids.
Yeah.
Why have you stayed knowing this for 9 years?
For the fear of being alone.
The fear of being alone?
Yeah.
And why are you afraid of being, and what?
He told me pretty much that I'm the little girl who wanted the bunny so bad that I hugged it so tight that it died. And he is that bunny.
Does that make sense?
And everything that's happening now, like...
Does that make sense when he told you that?
I'm not the only one in this marriage, though. Like, how come there isn't any responsibility?
Does that make sense when he told you that? You're like a little girl that have a bunny and you squeeze it so tight that it doesn't squeeze the life out of it? Does that make sense? When he told you that, that makes sense.
Yeah. But why is it always for what I've done?
Are you responsible for
there's no accountability?
Are you responsible for your own action? Or is he responsible for your actions?
I'm responsible for my own.
So why you
want to
look?
But it seems to always reflect of like what it is that I'm doing.
I'm sorry?
And what I've done. It seems as though it's always but what I'm doing and what I've done.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it seems as though there's always been about more about what I've done and what I'm doing versus, like, both of us.
What did he do wrong?
He went outside our marriage and lusted and like, he has this infatuation and longing and how much he wanted to be with this 19-year-old sexually, emotionally.
And how you know all that?
Like, he wrote it all down.
And so I don't understand, though, what does that have to do with your action? And this is not, you said this is not the first time you've done it, but you stayed and you still looked and you found stuff, according to you. What does that have to do with you?
I guess just the part where I actually stay, huh?
This is the part where you actually think?
No, that I actually stay. Even despite everything, I still stay.
And why?
Because I figured, like, hey, I could forgive. I could move on and move past this, and we'll just continue building.
But that didn't work for 9 years. Why'd you stay and think that way? What's making you think that way? That somehow or another it's going to work?
I guess I just didn't want to give up hope.
What kind of hope? If you didn't want to give up hope, why were you looking for stuff that would only bring you thrills and pain and misery? Why would you look for things that would add to your, prevent you from having hope if you want you hope things would get better? But you kept looking for stuff.
I guess it just doesn't make sense.
But why were you doing it? If you want to hope that this marriage is going to last, going to work for 9 years, and you never stop looking for things, why would you think the marriage would work?
I I guess just I didn't realize it. I didn't.
You didn't realize, what?
It's contradicting myself. That's all.
So is he to blame for what you've done?
No.
And are you to blame for what he's done?
He says yes.
He blame you for him? I'm sorry?
Yep. Yes, he blames me because I never listened. And those women actually listened to him.
Oh, I see. But you're not to blame for what he's done? And he's not to blame for what you're doing? Are you mad at him for what he's done?
Yes.
And what gives you the right to be mad at him for what he's done, but not mad? Are you mad at yourself for what you've done?
I guess my thought process was because I've been always open and honest about everything that.
But you haven't been open and honest.
Especially when it came to, like, other people, when it came to, like, outside of the marriage. Like, I've never looked for any other man. I've never talked to any other guy. I've always been devoted to him.
But you haven't been that way. Are you mad at yourself for what you've done?
Yes.
And so you haven't been devoted. You have not. You've been looking and creating and bringing on a lot of hell if she's been married. Do you think that had you backed off in the very beginning over the last 9 years and just stopped and you do the right thing, do you think you would be in this situation today? Had you done the right thing yourself and not worried about him, would you be in a better situation today?
Yeah.
And so, are you mad at yourself for doing wrong, you doing wrong?
Yeah.
And do you blame him for you doing wrong?
No.
Do you understand now why he doesn't want to be with you anymore in that way?
Yeah.
So then, what's the problem?
Is that even a marriage, though?
What's the problem if you understand that?
Then that's not a marriage.
I'm sorry?
Then that's not a marriage.
Has it ever been a real marriage?
No.
And so what's the problem there?
So then why are we still here? Why is he still doing it and says that he's committed?
He told you why he was doing it because he have children there, right?
Yeah, but if it's not like we're just roommates, how does that work?
Like a roommate. Are you happy that he told you, you know what, it's over with us, but I'm going to stay here and help raise my children? Are you happy to hear that?
Well, he hasn't really said that, just, I don't know.
Are you happy to
hear? No, because it confuses me. Why would I want to live in a so-called marriage when there isn't even a marriage? And it's just like.
Can you hold for a moment? For a minute?
Yeah.
Hold on. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. My head to my toe, I got a new attitude. Welcome back. Announcements. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month, and we're celebrating 8 years right now of White History Month. And you can get your merch, White History Month merch, shirts, and mugs. They are available. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And we need your support there. Check out our fundraiser. We have a fundraiser going there. All right? And we need your support to make it through the summer until y'all come back from vacation. So go and donate at rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. And we have all kind of merch there on jesseleepeterson.shop. Punchy's coffee, my own coffee. All kinds of stuff, all right? And every dime goes back into the organization, nonprofit. I want to go back to Bianca out of Austin, Texas. Bianca. Hello?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Bianca. And so do you see, so you've been, and I forgot where we left off, but you've been married 9 years, and you have never trusted your husband, right? I mean, not right, but have you ever trusted him?
No, not fully.
And so why would he want to stay with a person who had distrusted him the whole 9 years of marriage? Why would he want to stay with you?
He wouldn't.
And so do you blame him for what you've done or you for what you've done?
Myself.
So then why are you mad?
But at this point now, like this isn't a way to live.
What is not a way to live?
Like under the same roof and just pretending like we're this big happy family and yet there's nothing even there.
And why do you, he's been honest with you through the whole marriage in that he's telling you now, I don't want to be married to you in that way. We'll stay together. We'll raise the children together, but I don't feel that way for you. I don't want to be married to you in that way. Is he being honest with you?
Yes, he is.
And what's making you stay? Is he forcing you to stay?
No.
So why are you staying?
Well, the children, I'm exclusively nursing my 10-month-old.
And so you stand for the children, right?
Yeah.
And he said he stand for the children. Is that right?
Yeah.
How much more honesty do you need in order for you to be happy?
But is that really happiness? Is just being with someone who's, like, not even, like, there? Like, it doesn't...
But he is there. He stand there to help with the children. You were not happy with him the other way. Am I right?
Yeah, we both weren't.
But you were, right, I understand that, but you were not happy with him throughout the 9 years when you were all trying to have this marriage thing, right? You were not happy then, am I right?
Yeah.
So, and you have young children, and so the marriage part is ended. Why can't you be happy now? Knowing that the marriage is over, but he's staying to help with the children. Why can't you be happy now?
Because I don't know how that works, like, to be living with each other and acting as if we're a family, like, unit.
But...
when we're not a unit.
But you've never been a unit.
I know, but, well, I mean, now...
Where do you need to go? You already have 3 or 4 children. Where would you want to go? Would you want to go find another man or what?
No, absolutely not.
So why can't you be content now, since you were not content during the marriage? Now that you have young children that both of you need to raise, why can't you be content now? Because it's out in the open. He doesn't want you in that way anymore. And you've never believed he wanted you anyway because you've been acting irrational. Why can't you be content now?
I guess because it's kind of like just all or nothing. Like, if you're not here, then just why be here?
I don't understand that.
Like, it just doesn't feel right. Like, when we're supposed to take, like, a big trip to Costco and act as, like, we're family. And it's like, we're not, though. Does that make sense?
When you were going to Costco and you were mad at him, what's the difference going there mad at him as opposed to going now and not angry?
Well, I mean... before I wasn't angry like this.
But you were. You were unhappy because you thought he was cheating on you.
I guess it's different now because I actually do know.
Right, but you always thought that and you always had attitude. According to you, you've always thought that. And you always gave him attitude. Is that true?
Yes.
And so why would a man want to stay with a woman that's giving him attitude all the time?
You wouldn't.
And so why?
I just feel it's awkward now, though, even more so. It's like.
Why would it be awkward?
We're like roommates and not like husband and wife.
You
and
never
we're taking care.
You've never been like that. Did you tell him, I understand, I don't blame you for not wanting to be with me in that way, since I've always given you attitude? Did you tell him that?
I have. I've tried, yeah.
Did you tell him that?
I have.
Okay. And your question for me is what?
Like, what do we do now?
You do what you should have done in the beginning. You need to seek first the kingdom of God and his right way. Put nothing or no one before that. And then all will be added unto you. But instead of doing that, you've been putting men before God. And as a result, you've always been suffering because you tried to make them your God and you tried to control them and you never trusted them. and it never worked with other men and this one. So I would recommend that do. I'm not there, so do what you want. But if this man has agreed, I'm going to stay with you and raise the children, but we don't have a marriage anymore. You should be grateful because your hurt and your anger and your attitude and your control is all in you. That's inside of you. And no matter where you go, unless you overcome this, it's going to always be that way. Even if you went and found another man, you're going to screw that relationship up too. You need to be grateful if you that this man has agreed to stay and help raise the children, and you work on yourself spiritually, overcoming the anger, overcoming the thoughts, overcoming the emotions, and become one with the truth. So you could be free in any given situation. This is a perfect opportunity.
So then we're just stuck until the children are old enough to be on their own?
So what now?
I said, so we're just stuck with each other until the children are old enough to be on their own?
Where are you coming up with those? That from? Where are you getting all that from what I said?
Like,
what did I just suggest that you do, but do what you want? I suggested what?
Turn to God and focus on Him. And work on myself.
And so where did you come up with, well, we're supposed to stay together till the children. Why would you, where did those thoughts come from?
Satan.
So where will you start worshiping evil? You've been listening to evil all of your life. It destroyed this marriage. It destroyed other relationship you had. Why do you keep consulting with evil?
Because I didn't think that it's supposed to be like this.
What's supposed to be like what?
Like being married to someone without having a marriage.
You've never had a marriage. Why you didn't think it was supposed to be like this? It's always been this way. According to you, you've never had a marriage. So what's the difference?
I guess it's just like, well, why still continue to be near each other?
So what?
Why continue to be near each other?
Because you have children. And so, because of time, if you don't want to stay, why did you agree? Why don't you just leave? He's not holding you there, right? He's not making you stay, right?
No.
Why don't you just leave then?
Because then I wouldn't be able to keep my girls.
You wouldn't be able to what?
Like, our girls would be affected.
In what way?
Like, he can't afford to take care of them on his own.
You don't know
and
that.
Well, I mean, he told me. So, I mean, I don't know. That's what he said. And so, really, I mean, I would want the girls with me, especially since I'm exclusively breastfeeding right now.
But
our youngest.
Are you breastfeeding all the girls?
No.
So just take the one you have that you're breastfeeding and why you stand? Are you still trying to control him? That's why you stand?
No, I just don't want our girls separated.
Then why don't you relax then and work on you and stay and live your life?
I guess I just don't know.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to be?
I don't know. It's
You do know.
How can someone do that?
You don't want to do what?
It's not, I didn't think that that's like natural or normal.
What's not natural or normal?
To continue being in a, under the same roof with someone who's not even wanting to be with you. Like,
did you think it was natural or normal to give him attitude all those years? Did you think that was natural or normal?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yes, you do. You giving him attitude all those years, for 9 years, did you think that was natural and normal?
Oh. No, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
No.
But you were willing to stay and give him attitude for 9 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
So why are you unwilling to stay and work on yourself and let him do whatever he's doing, work on himself or not, and he helped with the children. Why not? Why not? What's wrong with that? You don't plan to go and get another man, do you?
No.
So what's the problem then? You want to give him more pain. Why don't you stop trying to give him pain and work on you overcoming your pain?
It pains me just being here alone, like just with him without even having anything. Like, I tried. I really did.
No, you didn't. You had bad attitude giving a man hell for 9 years, according to you. You haven't tried anything. You haven't had any peace at all. According to you, giving this man 9 years of hell. How you try? What do you mean?
And what about everything that he's done, Jesse, too?
What that have
like,
to do
it
with,
wasn't just me.
What did it have to do with Judah?
Because it wasn't just me.
He has his stuff, and you have your stuff. What does your stuff have to do with him?
Like, I literally stayed at home for 8 years as a wife and a homemaker. And, like,
but while being home as a wife and a homemaker, you had a bad attitude.
Because the way he treated me.
That's not
from the
why
very beginning.
That's not why you had a bad attitude. It wasn't because of the way he treated you.
I guess it's difficult for me to see that it's like, it's just only solely me.
All that you have done is only solely you. And all that he's done is only solely on him. He is not responsible. You were screwed up when he met you. You were already that way. And the reason you have not overcome, because you keep blaming him or somebody else for the way you are, and instead of looking at yourself and overcoming, you're still blaming. How are you going to be free if you don't stop blaming him or anyone for the way that you are and the way you've been acting and all that? How will you be free if you blame him or anyone else? How will you become free?
I guess not. It just sucks because it feels like as if I'm the only one to blame here.
Who is to blame for you?
Me.
So you're only, are you
for everything that he's done? He's also blaming me. So
who is to blame? Like, who is to blame for what you have done?
Me.
So why don't you take your eyes off of him and overcome you?
That's all I can do now.
why don't you take your eyes off of him, which you've never done. You've been blaming every man you've been with. You blame them. When will you take your eyes off of them and see what you are doing to yourself and others? You are hell-bent on blaming him for what you have done rather than blaming yourself and overcoming it. Have you noticed that? Do you see that?
Yeah, but yes, he also blames me for what he's done, though.
What does that have to do with you?
The fact that he's saying that it's my fault of what he's done.
But and you're saying that it's his fault for what you've done. What's the difference? Let me just say this because of time. I recommend, do what you want. I'm not there. That you take this time in your life and start overcoming the evil in your heart. And seek first what is right. And right will guide you. All of your issues and all of your problems are in you and with you. And unless you overcome that, you're going to continue and screw up the girls and your son and everybody else because you are not overcoming the hell within you. Your problems are inside of you, and you need to work on you. I recommend you do that. Take your eyes off of your husband and off anybody else and work on you. Overcome your hell so you can be free. And in any situation, you'll be fine. If you were free within, you would be, oh, okay, husband, that sounds good. I'm glad you're going to stay. We'll raise the children. But something is missing in you, and you're trying to control him to get what you think going to make you feel better. And even if he did exactly what you wanted him to do, you still would be miserable. You would not be happy because it's in you. You have not overcome your anger. You live in your imagination, you're very emotional, and you blame others. So you play the victimhood. And a person that plays victimhood is a dangerous person. You are your own problem, not him. Have you gone and forgiven your parents?
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer morning and night?
No.
Suffer and die. I recommend you do the silent prayer, take your eyes off this man, and now finally work on you, overcoming your hell. Otherwise, you're going to destroy the children with that same hell you destroyed your husband with. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
Bye. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. And then I'll be back in a moment. Your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment, 2 more hours to go. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. Well, some possibly good things, too. The Taliban is no longer terrorist, according to Russia last week. I didn't know that. That's cool. I mean, I forgot whether they were terrorists or not. And Syria's group, you know, the militant group that overthrew beautiful Assad. I don't know if he's beautiful, but I kind of liked him. I liked Syria. But now they have a new group in charge, and Trump's okay by them now. They're not terrorists anymore either. I guess it's all relative, right? All these governments doing all these evil things. What's the difference? I don't know. Killing innocent people. They all do it, kind of seemingly. I don't know. Anyway, and how'd that Texas flood, how'd all that death, shout out Lin Yanchin, how'd all that death happen? How come they didn't have proper warning or whatever? I don't know. It's crazy. It's over 100 people dead now over in that mid-central Texas flood over by the Guadalupe River. They knew the river could flood easily, but there were people camped and the little girls and people camped on the banks. Crazy. I heard that it flooded, like rose a whole bunch of feet in like 45 minutes or 2 hours or something, which is pretty fast. And ICE, they went to a mostly empty MacArthur Park, once beautiful MacArthur Park when JLP first moved over here. It was beautiful. And then it turned just trashy, homeless, these illegals selling fake Social Security cards to illegals. In MacArthur Park, I heard 15 years ago they were doing, probably still to this day except for yesterday. ICE was over there and people are outraged because there were mass deportations and immigration action, California National Guard, ICE and others. And I heard that the freeways were empty. The traffic was solved yesterday. No traffic yesterday or very much less because the illegals stayed home. Go back into the shadows, illegals, or get on out of here. Use that app and let them know that you're self-deporting and do things the right way. It's better for you and us. So that's cool, huh? Some mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, the 8th of July. Happy White History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during hate news, not fake news, which I've burned a whole lot of it. And JLP will be right back to your calls. There's also, I see in the chat, according to somebody, drug addicts and all kinds of stuff in once beautiful MacArthur Park. M-A-C, capital A-R-T-H-U-R, Park. What a mess. And after JLP, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby, catch them all. You got to catch them all. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that there's shifting perspectives on the terrorism front. Last week, Russia became the first nation to recognize the Taliban government, formally, of Afghanistan since they took power in 2021. So I'm not sure if they were ever considered terrorists or they were. I've lost track. I know there's Al-Qaeda. What's the Taliban? I forget. And today, the Trump administration's revocation of their foreign terrorist designation of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, the Islamist militant group that's led by Syria's interim president. It will take effect, the revocation of their terrorist designation. No longer considered terrorist. It's been revoked by Trump, the Trump administration. Seems like it's nice. I don't know. Whatever. Local officials in Texas facing questions about their actions in the years and hours, but years too, before the catastrophic flooding hit central Texas last week on the 4th of July into the weekend, right? 4th of July was Friday. Whether more could have been done to avert that tragedy. You know, it's over 100 dead. Officials long acknowledged the risk of flooding near the Guadalupe River. Multiple efforts to build more substantial flood warning system faltered, been abandoned due to budget concerns. Come on, Texas. At least one neighboring county issued evacuation orders in the early hours of the 4th of July, but Kerr County officials didn't appear to have done so. So, I don't know. People are trying to blame Trump for pulling the National Weather Service funding. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
History month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's white history month.
so be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be white history.
It's white
history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's white history month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Happy White History Month. July is White History Month, and July just feels white. Everything about it. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. This is the second hour of Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows, but you can also be listening as it is happening. You don't have to miss it on your iPhone or iPad. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. The second hour on Tuesday. Why, here's the month, Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. 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 Country and Western Tuesday. A lot of stuff coming up today. I got to move a little faster. We got to get to your super chats. We got sound bites, a white history moment for you, all kind of stuff. But for now, I want to go to Bella out of San Diego, California. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Bella, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me well?
Loud and clear.
Perfect. So I have a question about...
No, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all?
Are you on a Bluetooth or a speaker?
No, I'm not. Is this better?
No. Get off the Bluetooth or are you on a speakerphone?
Nope, I'm not on
Bluetooth. Hold on, Bella. Hold on. You're getting worse and not better. Hold on, I'll let Derek handle it. Hold on, don't hang up. I want to go to Misty. Play Misty for me.
Hi, Jesse.
Misty,
how are you?
A first-time caller out of Arizona. You are on the air.
It's White History Month. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. July just feels white.
I feel more patriotic this year than I've ever felt in my life, I think. And Trump's had a lot of big wins.
And why do you feel more patriotic?
Well, it's just that it seems like we're getting back to some national pride and things like that. It's not a sin to be prideful of your nation, is it?
What does patriotic feel like? What's the feeling?
Well, it's just a pride in your nation. It's hard to have pride in your nation when you're, you know, with the globalists taking over. It's hard to have pride in your own nation.
And why is that?
Why does globalism affect national pride?
Yes.
Why
does that affect you?
I'm not sure if I've considered that.
I'm sorry?
Well,
You're not sure what?
Well, I'm not sure if I've considered that question before. I did buy a 6-foot American flag, and I'm not sure. It's pretty big.
And
I'm
so
not sure where I'm going to put it.
Why does globalism affect you and your national pride?
Globalism isn't good for anybody's national pride. It's not good for the French. It's not good for anybody's national pride.
But why
the
does
globalist...
it affect you?
It's just not good. It erases national pride. Have you seen the Irish?
Why does it affect you?
Globalism?
Yes.
It erodes national pride.
But why
globalism
does it affect
you? Erodes it.
Why does it affect you?
It shouldn't.
No, why does it?
I guess I don't know. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
What do you mean by that?
I don't understand your question.
You said that you're affect your pride in your country. Globalism does. And I just want to know, what does that feel like and why does it affect you?
I just feel more patriotic this year. Doesn't everybody? Or maybe I'm acting weird. Am I being weird? I feel more national pride this year.
How do you know you're being affected if you don't know why you're being affected or how you're being affected? How do you know you're being affected?
I don't think that globalism is a good thing for any country.
I know, but how do you know you're being affected if you don't know? How do you know you're being affected if you don't know why you're being affected?
Well, what do you want to talk about? Like policies, like globalist policies?
I want to know how is it affected you and why?
It's made me more patriotic this year.
How is it affecting you, though?
It's making me more patriotic this year.
And what does it feel like to be, what's that feeling to be patriotic?
Happy. It makes me happy.
So you were not happy before this?
Yes, I was not happy before that.
And why not?
I feel like there was too many liberal globalism, too much liberal globalism taking over the whole world, and then that way nobody can have pride in their countries. Everybody's trying to do the climate change stuff all the other nonsense that comes with globalism. When you have pride in your own country, then you can fix your own country's problems. Everything's been really going great. Trump's the great white hope's been hitting it out of the park for the last two whole weeks. We're ending wars.
And so when the president is no longer there, are you going to lose your happiness? Because it's going to go back to the way it was. Will you lose your happiness?
I think, I don't think the Democrats are coming back for a while.
When they come back, will you lose your happiness?
I think I would be less happy if I was less patriotic.
And why?
Because I live here. I want to be a part of something, you know, greater than yourself.
You want to be a part of something that's greater than yourself?
Uh-huh.
And there's only one thing that's greater than you.
Well, I mean, that's probably debatable. I mean, you don't know me. There might be a lot of people greater than me.
No, I said there's only one thing that's greater than you.
Yeah, and what's that?
Your relationship with truth.
Yes, I agree.
Why don't you find your happiness from that rather than from material things or the world, period? Because it's going to only get worse in the world. Why don't you overcome the world?
Well, why are you trying to take away my I thought you had pride in your country. You're making it sound like pride in country is a bad thing.
How did I make it sound like that?
I don't know. You seem like you're sort of complaining at me because I don't have a relationship with truth or something.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just trying to get an understanding, and what does, because I hear it a lot. What does pride and patriotism mean, and what does that feel like? And the reason and no one is able to tell me what that is.
Well, it's a happiness. You know what pride is? Pride is something that, you know, it's you're a part of something that's greater than yourself.
But if you're not a part of God, you're not a part of anything that's greater than you.
Well, sure. But what? So I thought, like, I've listened to a lot of your shows. I thought that pride in your country was a good thing.
It's neither bad nor good.
Huh.
Because I love my country. I love America. I'm grateful that I was born here. And
yeah, me too.
But it doesn't have anything to do with my happiness, period. Because things are always going to change. It's not going to stay the same. And it's only going to get worse. And if your happiness is coming from that, you're going to be up and down in happiness.
Hmm. I'll be sure and be careful about that, Jesse, okay?
Be careful about what?
About whatever you just said.
Does that make sense?
Well, I just wanted to say happy White History Month to you.
And, Happy White History Month. Do you have a White History moment?
A White History... Yeah. Well, okay. What I was wondering is, should I take this new flag I bought? I got a 6-foot flag. Now, you're in California. Sometimes I live in a college town, and sometimes there's a bunch of protesters down at City Hall there.
Right.
Like, do you take an American flag to those protests, or am I going to get beat up for that?
When I used to go to the protests, I know what you mean by that. I would have a flag. I would have whatever I want. I took whatever I wanted to take to the protest. And you are definitely going to be confronted. By those evil people. And they're worse today than they were when I did a lot of protesting. They're meaner, they're nasty, they're evil. And so you're taking a big risk. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend you to do that, but if you want to, you can do it. But I don't know.
It's not illegal.
I'm sorry?
It's not illegal or anything, right?
No.
You don't have to. Okay.
At least in California, it's not illegal to take a flag.
Yeah, I know that. You got lots of flags over in California with the protesters.
Is it illegal in Arizona?
Well, they have the Mexican flags. Their Mexican flag. Well, a lot of them have the Palestinian flags too.
But I haven't
seen those out for a while.
Is it illegal to take an American flag to a protest?
I wouldn't think it's illegal, but like you said, I think you're incurring a risk, perhaps.
Yeah.
A hostility from people.
And are you white?
Yes.
And especially if you're white, they're going to hate you even more so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be careful out there, Jesse.
Yeah, you be careful. Happy.
All right. Have a good White History Month.
Happy
Bye-bye.
White History. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me try Bella again. Is Bella ready there? Bella, I'm told that your phone is broken, and so you're trying to do this call on your speakerphone there. Is that right?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Let's try to see. Go ahead.
Is it still bad a little bit?
How's that, Hank?
Let's try it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead with your question or comment.
All right. Thank you. So my question was more so on the who are you?
Yes.
It's one of those questions where there's never an answer for it. It's a conundrum. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so when you say, if someone asks you that, I'm pretty sure you would say, you're nobody.
And why do you think that that's what I would say?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Who are you?
Yeah, no, that's what I was asking. So what would you say if someone asked you that?
I would say I don't want to say because I want you to know for yourself who you are.
Okay.
And so who are you, Bella? From San Diego?
Yeah, so even if I didn't know who I was, that's still identifying with something. No?
So who are you?
No, but I'm just saying, that's actually a question. If I say I'm nobody, let's say I point out everything I am, I would still be nothing, but even saying nothing is still identifying. Is that correct?
And so what would you say when I
ask? No, I'm asking, is that correct?
So tell me who you are, then I can respond to that question because I don't clearly understand that question. Tell me who are you?
Okay, I'll respond to this. So I can say mother, I don't know, I work in tech, I do this and this and that. It's all the things I do, right?
Right.
But no matter what, even if it comes down to the nothing, I don't know who I am, I'm still something. Because I'm whatever that is.
Are you saying that you're nothing?
I'm saying even when we break it down to nothing, I'm still something.
Are you saying that you're nothing? Have you broken down to that?
I think if you break it down to everything, it does come down to nothing, right? I think what you're saying is, we're breaking it down, I mean, on my side, into atoms. I'm saying I'm nothing. So, let's say we're nothing.
Why are you saying that you're nothing?
Because no matter what, we are still nothing, but we're still one of the whole, which is God, right?
Why are you saying that you're nothing?
Because we're still Adam, but part of the whole.
Who's Adam? The man that was with Eve?
A-T-O-M-S.
Oh, so you're saying you're Adams?
We're part of Adam, so let's not get sidetracked. But what I'm saying is, it's like you can't, it's like an unfalsifiable claim. You can never get down to it. You can't get down to it, you know?
And yes, you can. Why don't you give it a try and get down to it? You can.
No, but like even you, Jesse, like it's not a true or false. Like it's an unfalsifiable, like, question. Who can say you are nothing or you are this or who are you?
When you discover who you're not, then you would know who you are.
Did God tell you that?
When you discover who you're not?
No, it said, did God tell you that?
When you discover who you're not, you...
Oh, is my phone broken? I'm not sure if you can hear me. I said, did God tell you that or...
I'm telling you that when you discover who you're not, why not focus on who you're not? And when that has disappeared, all of that has disappeared, you would know who you are.
Right, but I asked, did God tell you that?
And
that's my only question.
I don't
that's
understand why you're asking me that question.
I'm not ask the question. If we're all trying to fellowship and understand, why not ask that question?
But I'm telling you that when you...
You're telling me, but you're not answering my question.
Right,
all.
Because I want you to discover who you are by discovering who you're not. I'm telling you how to find out. Discover who you're not, and then you would know who you are.
Okay, that's very Buddhist. I love it, actually.
Very what?
Buddhist.
You learned that from Buddhists?
Oh, yeah, that's very Buddhist. That's very Alan Watt.
So Buddha told you that?
Buddhist?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So Buddha told you that, what I just told you. Did you find out who you are then?
You didn't even answer my question, so I feel like you don't know who you are.
When Buddha
told
like you
still,
that...
You're still seeking. I think you're still seeking, which is fine. But I just want you to kind of like have camaraderie with people that are calling so we can both find out who we are.
You told me
what I need to do, but like also can we have a discussion about it? Like
we all have a discussion.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, either way, we like just like a knife can't cut itself if we want to get really Buddhist about it.
Are you a Buddhist or something? I don't know much about Buddha. Are you a Buddhist?
Oh. No, I'm not Buddhist, but I know their teachings. But like you definitely do their teachings, especially with the silent prayer.
Did Buddha tell you that you need to know who you're not?
Oh, they say it in a different way. So with Buddhists, like you can't conceive who you really are. And I feel like you're saying the same thing.
I'm not saying that at all. You can know who you are when you discover clearly who you're not.
Okay. So, I mean, it's semantics at this point.
No,
but
it's not
also,
Samantha.
Like,
it's not Samantha. You can
it's
know.
It's not Samantha at all.
You can know.
It's not Samantha.
You can know who you are when you discover who you're not. When you can clearly see who you're not, you will know who you are. But sound like you said Buddha is telling you that you can never know who you are, right? Am I right?
Yeah, there's no R on the Buddha. But I would say
there's no what on the Buddha?
R.
What?
On the Buddha. There's no R on the Buddha. But no, I was going to say...
Does Buddha tell you that you can never know who you are?
I was going to say, it's one of those things where a knife can't cut itself and like fire can't burn itself. You're saying kind of the same thing where it's like...
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, so you're always going to know yourself finally?
100%? When you clearly see who you're not, when you clearly see that, I promise you, you will know who you are.
And where did you get that from?
Knowing thyself.
Exactly, Buddha.
Well, what?
Knowing thyself. That's Buddha.
So that's if that's Buddha, why don't you already know yourself then?
You talking to me?
Yes.
No, I think I know myself. I was just kind of...
And so who are you?
I can't know myself all the way, though.
Why not?
Again.
Why not?
Because, just like I just said, a knife can't cut itself. A fire can't burn itself. It is what it is.
But you can know yourself all the way.
No, but you'll know yourself to a point.
No, you can know yourself all the way.
Okay, and... I understand.
Why do you say you can know yourself to a point?
Because a knife can't cut itself.
What does that have to do with knowing yourself to a point?
Because you can't know yourself because you're not meant to. It's almost like your consciousness goes to a point. It can only go so far.
Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. Bond. Bond teaching.
Bond never taught you that you can only know yourself to a point.
I don't know.
Where did you get that from?
I honestly don't think we can conceive who we are.
Why
in
not?
This lifetime.
Why do you
because
think
because you're meant to learn something, not meant to just sit and be idle. You know what I mean? Because we can all say like, okay, let's sit, be idle. You know, we know who we are, blah, blah, blah. But, like, that's not how life works. We have to...
So you believe that you cannot know yourself fully?
I don't think so.
I feel like I'm
okay with that, though. I think we have to learn in increments.
Why are you okay with not knowing yourself fully?
God.
What?
The universe. No, God.
What does that mean?
God, you're not meant to. You see a baby. They don't know. They know things in increments. Like, I feel like we're all like that. Just different stages.
Where are you getting all that from? Why you have that belief?
It's innate.
But if you believe that, if you believe that you're right, you're never going to know yourself fully because you believe, and belief will keep you from knowing yourself.
Well, it's innate. Like, you're born with it.
Born with what?
I guess, like, you're just born knowing. There's a knowing that everybody has.
But you just said you can't know yourself fully.
You can't know yourself fully. I'm just saying, but there's a knowing of this. I'm here to do something. I'm not going to understand everything all the way, just like a baby drops on his knees when he's learning to walk.
So you're saying it's that God cannot... reveal yourself to you completely.
Not until you're ready.
So you're not ready?
But even if you're not ready. No, you're not either. If you're on a podcast, you're absolutely not ready.
You're not ready?
No, you and me both, we're not ready.
You're not ready to know yourself fully?
As I said for the third time, you and me are both not ready.
I didn't ask you about me. I'm asking you about you.
Yes,
you're not ready.
You're
not ready to know yourself fully.
Both of us are not ready.
You can't speak for me. Are you ready to know yourself fully? Did you say you're not ready to know yourself fully?
Yes, you can't speak for me, but we're both not ready.
Then you would never know yourself then. Why are you asking a question about self if you're not know yourself fully?
Right. So why is that scary?
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why are you asking about fully, knowing yourself fully, and you really don't want to know yourself fully? You're not ready.
It's not about being ready or
you
like
said
not
you're
knowing
not ready.
Fit.
I got to take a break, okay. Brother. Thank you. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. The Hake Report is coming up, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he was a guest yesterday on the
Killstream.
It was very interesting. I will invite you to podcast it at TheHakeReport.com/appearances. TheHakeReport.com/appearances. It was very, very interesting. And after the Hake Report, from 11 to 1 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. Podcast his show, too, if you missed yesterday, folks. It was amazing. Zen. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. The best. Phone, Skype, or walk-in. Individual and families. If you like an appointment, and you may only need one, maybe two. Some people like follow-ups. But if you're ready to really overcome, you really need one or two at best. Go to rebuildthedemand.com, rebuildthedemand.com, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. All right? And be patient. Come on, I'm counseling all day long. Most of the time, not quite all day, but enough. So be patient. We'll get you in as soon as possible, all right? And sometimes people cancel or reschedule, and the next person in line will let you know. But we'll try to get you all in really soon, quick. And tonight, Hake is going to be on Coffee Talk with Sandra. Coffee Talk with Sandra tonight. Oh, Hake is busy. Just all over the place. TheHakeReport.com. So you can check that out tonight. I don't know what time yet, but I'm sure he'll be announcing that. Oh, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Hake will be a guest on Coffee Talk with Sandra. Go to TheHakeReport.com/appearances, and you can listen to it as it is happening. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super chat.
Super chats.
AKP yesterday gave a super chat. I saw the coolest polo with tiny 45s and 47s on it. It came like Trump's presidential number. He was president number 45 and 47.
Amazing.
It comes in black and gold or red and white and blue. It's a Jesse shirt. What's your size, Jesse?
Large.
Nice.
And if you get a Trump thing for me, a shirt, I want red. If possible. A large and make it red, if possible. If not, black. Well, no, a nice color. You make your choice. Thank you.
Puppy Love over on X. I am asking for someone to pray with, pray with me for my grandson, Joseph, who has a breathing problem. He was admitted to the hospital the other day and is stable.
I wish Joseph well. Amazing. I do. I wish him well.
Lori bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I liked in church when you said you should get worse if you're getting better. Satan tries to say it's not working, but that's how I know it is working, and I see how I get caught in an illusion. Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. That's deep.
Shauna on the X live stream. Love you, Jesse Lee Peterson.
Thank you, and love you back. Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. Pearl is bigger and stronger than everyone at Bond.
Amazing. Pearl. Amazing.
She's dainty now.
Yeah, she's not. She's not doing that
volleyball stuff
anymore. So she's not as big and tall. So
yeah,
amazing.
Now she's slim and fit.
Right on.
Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you.
ALL says one-eyed coon would be a good rap song. W something 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 dads.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Sorry, I don't know what that abbreviation is. I want to be safe. Thank you, ALL. Elon wants a technocracy like his grandfather. Technocracy.
Elon Musk?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hear, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's being reported that Elon Musk wants to start a third party. I guess he has announced that he's going to do it, according to the reports. Amazing. I wish him well.
I think he already... Well, okay, yeah, I don't know if it's gone through officially.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish him well. Several people have tried to start a third party here in this country. So far, it hasn't panned out.
Indeed.
So I wish him well.
Me too. Over on Pilled White Wings 1776, if someone says your wife is beautiful, take it as a compliment. Eye roll emoji. He sounds insecure and controlling, referring to that, the Popeyes Indian versus Indian confrontation yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We played this soundbite from, as James just said, Popeye, where, according to the report, the customer got mad at the worker for saying to his wife that she was attractive, right?
Beautiful.
She was beautiful. And he was mad about it. So I've never heard anyone get mad from telling their wives they're beautiful. Normally, men ego love to hear that. So maybe he did have a jealous nature. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't trust his wife or something. I don't know, but it was interesting. Thank you.
Indeed. Elijah says, usually Indians say show something and something, mispronounced words. I don't know if it's funny. I'm tempted to say it, but I also don't want to say it. I'll tell you after.
Right on.
I'll tell you guys when you're older. They nice, he says.
They nice. What the?
But yeah, they want to see stuff. Cafe Mocha says, hey, Jesse and crew, just want to share how much I've realized I'm not in control of anything. Letting go is the only thing that brings peace, says Cafe Mocha.
That's for sure. You got to totally surrender, and then you shall have peace. Really. Amazing. Thank you.
Groovin says, no message today. God bless.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Groovin Master.
Yeah, thanks for your support.
Cornerstone says, God bless Jesse and the crew.
And God bless you. Thank you.
Anthony, at times reminisce, but no to the biblical question, which is...
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to a people, or to a person? And you say, no, thank you, and I put my little two cents in on Sunday. Is it hard for you, Hank?
Yep.
It's hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or a person?
Yeah.
No.
You alpha. KK says, happy White History Month. Forgive your parents. Don't be a beta.
That's right. We want to be free. You must forgive. Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah, between two stars of David, it says, enemies of America and mankind. Read it, betas, he says.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony says, summertime and the living is easy.
Summertime and the living is easy. So hush, little baby, and don't you cry. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Dale, 10 coffees, no message. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
1 iota, 10 coffees as well. These guys are generous. I've been banned from calling in to the show. Winky face crying. LOL. Love you guys.
When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That applies to males as well. Patrick O. Yeah. Bought our coffee. What an hashtag amazing biblical question. Questions so good make you want to slap yo mama.
That's right.
Jesse asks, my answer, yes. While it's easy for me to say goodbye to people or to a person because I am an introvert, to use the world's term, it's difficult for me to say goodbye to the past, my past identity, values, perspectives, concepts of right and wrong, truth, anything else the devil has persuaded me to associate with. Difficult for me to say goodbye because it's difficult to see and understand the past is the not me masquerading as some sort of identity. Time for another cup of Punchy's coffee. Good.
Good. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? And the Punchy coffee, my own coffee, you can get it by going to jesseleepeterson.com/shop. I mean, jesseleepeterson.com. Oh, jesseleepeterson.shop, not .com. What's up? Be black. jesseleepeterson.shop. Thank you all for the help on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Oh, keep it pithy. Sam from Canada, 5 coffees. Hi, Jesse. Your message about overcoming thoughts and the importance of forgiveness seems to resonate with a lot of people, even beta liberals. Even the thought of starting some segment where you only focus on this subject instead of politics, all the best.
Even the thought of it, or have you thought of it?
Ever thought of. Sorry, I can't read. It says ever though, but I knew that the word was thought, but I misread ever as even. I'm sorry.
You white.
Just fire me.
And he's always trying to tell people how to speak.
Ever thought of starting some sort of segment where you only focus on this subject instead of politics and news, etc.? All the best. Sam from Canada, Toronto. Shout out Anchor, baby. Take care.
That's a very interesting question. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe we'll do like Wednesday, take one of those hours that we have 2 hours. I'm not focused on. Maybe we'll have Wednesday with no politics, just dealing with real deals. But I'll smoke on it. Nice suggestion. Thank you.
Eric, 10 coffees. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes. Working jobs, we hate to buy things we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. No great war, depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. None of us exist, he says. And he says his great white American hero, this character from Fight Club.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the history moment.
The great white pope says Trump is Moshiach, the Messiah, and Prince of Peace.
Amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. Amazing. And did you hear that Netanyahu? A part of the dream team, by the way, Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin recommended Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I saw he handed President Trump a letter, I thought I saw on CNN.
It's where he had recommended. The recommendation, so he gave it to Trump, where he sent to the organization that does the Nobel Peace Prize thing.
Yeah.
He gave that to Trump to let him know that he had recommended him. What
Will a Nobel Peace Prize finally go to somebody who deserves it?
I'll be shocked if they give it to someone who truly earned it.
Yeah.
And I, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, but over the years, I've always been told that the people who present Nobel Peace Prize are liberals, and they only give it to liberals.
I think that may be true, especially in the recent decades.
I remember they gave Barack one, the father Messiah, and he hadn't even done anything.
Yeah, he wasn't even in office, I don't think.
I guess they gave it to him just because he was black.
Yep.
Amazing. But thank you. Yes, Netanyahu said he recommended the Nobel Peace Prize, that Trump receive a Nobel Peace Prize. We'll see what happens, though. If anyone deserved one, it would be Donald Trump.
That's a fact.
If it's worth anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet over on pilled.net gifted the cookie. You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go to get yourself bleached white, because everything you say about black peoples and you sitting up there looking like
Tar baby.
A shucking jive. Young.
Amazing. Thank you.
Young Gucci says 1.1 thousand watching. Donate, y'all. We being helped and we should help back.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nathan.
I shouldn't have to ask, but I realize I got to remind people to give back so we can continue to do the work that we're doing. What the? Thank you.
Women control through anger. Wrong. The spirit of anger controls through the woman. Men take responsibility. Women need us to be the light and lead them out of the darkness of their ego. Thanks, Jesse.
Well, the women don't need the man to do that, but the man is the light of the world, saw the earth. The woman can find the light on her own. As a matter of fact, that's the only way she's going to find it is by looking within for herself and overcoming the darkness. But thank you. I appreciate it.
And Uncle Ruckus, how come every time I do this thing, I feel bad after? Now TikTok is selling the thing where you can see them swim, he says.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. But, thank you.
Taker fan forever, listening to confused Bianca talk about her sorry beta husband is a crazy opposite of what marriage used to be. What's wrong with the marriage?
Who's that?
Taker fan forever, referring to the first caller, talking about her sorry beta husband, according to Taker fan forever.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Amazing.
Yep. Pastor Chatelet, also on Pilled, gifted the cookie 40 years ago. They drowned a bunch of kids there, and they'll rebuild there so in 40 years they can drown a few more. It's not a demonic sacrifice, though. Big smile. What the?
What is he referring to?
I don't know.
It
might be having to do with the Guadalupe River flood in central Texas.
Well, we don't want to assume.
I mean, it may have come in during my news segment where I talked about that.
Yeah. Did you?
I did talk about that, but I wasn't aware of any incident 40 years ago.
I did hear on Fox News this morning that, and I don't know how long in the past it was, but this did happen before where another church was there, and I may be wrong on the number, 10 girls drowned, or the storm came and wiped the church out, and 10 girls kids were killed.
1987, indeed.
Yeah.
At
so
a
maybe
church
he's
camp.
Referring to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not the first time, according to a report, that how come the churches keep going there? If that's true.
But it only happens every 40 years. You like your chances?
So you don't think, okay, I'm going to build my church right here, and in 40 years it's going to get wiped away, and the kids and the adults going to die?
It was a camp. They were camping. It's not the whole church built there.
Well, I think they said the whole church was wiped away. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But something like that. I'm not quite. I just vaguely heard the news a little bit. I wasn't paying a lot of attention. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Eric Five Coffees, pride is the most demonic of the seven deadly sins. How can you have pride if there is no you? He asks.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chill and Lean Butter Coffee. Musk already filed paperwork for the new political party. He says the initial goal of this new party is not to run a presidential candidate, at least not 2028, but to try to get a few senators and representatives in Congress so they can challenge some of the big bills. If that is really his goal, I think it's achievable and probably a nice idea, says Chill and Lean.
Amazing. I don't know, but whatever he's up to, I wish him well.
Dominic Three Coffees, buying coffees while drinking coffee. What the?
Good. Thank you.
Very nice. Anthony, hey, get off my horse, Country and Western Tuesday.
Country, I love Country and Western. Amazing. Thank you.
Lady Caller, living in a fantasy denial world, says Anthony. I don't know which lady caller he might be referring to.
Amazing. Thank you. I want to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you're on the air.
What's up, Brother Jesse, man? I would like to attack the biblical question.
All this
and then can I ask another question after that?
And the biblical question is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye?
To a person or people?
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to a person, or to a, I mean, to people or to a person?
I think I'm.
Rick, come back to your phone, Rick.
Yes, Jess, can you hear me?
No, it's going in and out.
What about now, Jesse? Can you hear me?
I can, but don't move.
Okay. Yes. I think for me, it's easy for me to forget the past. Now, let's say like if I'm at a church, let's say like if I was in L.A., I'd be a member of your church and you have good fellowship. It would be hard for me to say goodbye to people in that sense, you know what I mean? But I will eventually move on. But it's, you know what I'm saying now, when bad things happen to me, I just learn it and try and use someone else to help my past. So is it hard to say goodbye to your past? Yes. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Your phone, Rick, your phone is horrible. And I wanted to hear what you have to say about it.
Oh, okay. Well, no, Jesse, can you hear me?
No, it's raining.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
no,
but,
let's see. I'm over. Okay, what about now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, but don't move, Rick.
Okay, got you. Now, can you hear me now, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm on this military base here. Sometimes certain spots have good spots, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
No, no problem. Go
but
ahead.
What I want to say is it hard to say goodbye to your past? I'm going to say to me, I'm going to say no. I mean, it shouldn't be hard for you to say goodbye to your past.
So you said no, it's not hard for you to say goodbye to your past?
It's not good for me. It's not hard for me. No.
And then...
Now, if I do good... You know, I continue to do it good, but if I have a bad experience in my past, I learn off of it, move on, and try and use someone else,
so
you know, to teach somebody else about it.
Is it hard to say goodbye because of time? Is it hard to say goodbye to people or a person?
To me, Jesse?
Give me
no.
A quick yes or no, but because of time. We're about to go on a break.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say no, it's not hard for me to say goodbye.
To people or persons?
To people in the past.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Oh, yeah, to me.
I appreciate that, Rick. I got to take a break. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, all right, Jesse. Look, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I got to take a break. Another hour to go. Hate news is coming right now, and I'll be back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, You may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Planned Parenthood is getting cover from these liberal judges. Crazy. Karen Bass was running her mouth about the ICE raid over on MacArthur Park. Karen Bass being embarrassingly our black female mayor in Los Angeles. And a little update on the Ukraine. The U.S. will send additional defensive weapons to the Ukraine again, Trump said on Monday. Isn't that nice, I guess? Defensive weapons. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, and it's July 8th. Happy White History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls and to the rest of the Super Chats and some great stories, I hope. After the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. And then this evening, I'm going to be on Pilled.net. That will be Coffee Talk with Sandra, probably also on DLive and other platforms. If you don't know how to find it, you can go to thehakereport.com/appearances. Thehakereport.com. H-A-K-E is how you spell my last name. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that residents were outraged and shouting at ICE agents who were on foot, on horseback, and in Humvees. That's like Hummers. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass called the federal government's display of force an attempt to spread fear. Projection on her part. She's a communist, I think, sort of. And said that they need to leave. Frankly, it's outrageous and un-American. Like she knows what being American is, that we have federal armed vehicles in our parks when nothing is going on in our parks. And she's talking about MacArthur Park, which is well known for being filled with homeless bums, drug addicts, criminals, and illegal aliens getting their fake Social Security cards and numbers and fake I-9s and stuff like that so they can work here, quote unquote, legally when they're illegal. What a mess. She's a big liar. An ICE spokesman told CNN they do not comment on ongoing operations. That's Trump's attempts at mass deportations, and it solved the traffic problem in America, at least in California, SoCal, that afternoon and evening. A federal so-called judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from enforcing a provision of the president's sweeping domestic policy law. It's law that would bar federal funding for providers primarily engaged in family planning services, reproductive health, and related medical care. That's Planned Parenthood Federation of Un-America. Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts and Planned Parenthood Association of Utah sued the Trump administration, our greatest, claiming the funding ban could lead to the closure of 200 clinics nationwide, most of which are in states where abortion is, quote-unquote, legal on Monday. It doesn't mean that we should pay for it, right? The U.S. District so-called Judge Indira Talwani, nice American name, issued the order to stop enforcement of the provision for 14 days. Crazy, huh? Anyway, Indira. I wonder if that's a woman or a male. And meanwhile, the Ukraine, the Trump administration is going to be, it's a woman, piece of work looking woman too, by the way. Anyway, in the Ukraine, the U.S. will send additional defensive weapons to the Ukraine to repel attacks from Russian forces. They've been getting droned like crazy or missiled or something like that, 100 a day or something. Trump said that on Monday last week. Senior White House official told CNN the Trump administration was pausing weapons shipments to Ukraine, including air defense missiles. But so They're switching up a little bit. We'll see. I don't know. They're trying to work towards peace. So, I don't know. Putin and Zelensky and Trump, maybe they will work it out. We shall see. No progress towards a ceasefire, Trump said after his conversation was calling it disappointing with Putin. The Department of Veterans Affairs is walking back plans for mass layoffs. Maybe, unfortunately, the VA is not popular with the veterans. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, for those who want to overcome their misery. I understand most people love their hell. That's why they can't admit they're wrong. Maybe not. But for those who want to be free, and there are men and women of all races who want to be free, and they are working on themselves, and they are getting to know themselves. It's hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person. It's hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person. Amazing question. Really, if you really examine yourself, you're going to be shocked at what you find about this within yourself. So, for those who want to be free, know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama, if you're white. And everybody, they mama, if you're black. And then if you're round earther, we are heard around the world. But if you're a flat earther, we are heard up and down the world. Whatever. And so if you're not able to sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of Tuesday for the show today. And Tuesday, all my life I've been through my pain. Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's
too bright to see. And I can lean on God so he can lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That song is so deep and so amazing. Every time I hear it, it touches my soul. Really, it touches my soul. It is so deep. Thank you, Pete, from Alaska. That song is amazing, Pete. What? I want to just say this and do what you want. I want you to know, for those who want to overcome it, I counsel with men and women around the world all the time. We have the women's forum. The men's forum, and then we have the women's forum on Thursday, first Thursday night of the month, Sunday morning meetings. I want you to know, and this is not like hearsay, you can have perfect peace. You have a clear mind and perfect peace right here on earth. Right here on earth. You don't have to wait to die. You don't have to wait. You can have it right this very moment if you want it. If you wanted it. Really. You don't need to be you any longer. Christ came, the Son of the Father, so that you can have perfect peace. It is done. It is finished. And if you are suffering within, you're lost. If you're suffering within, you're asleep. If you're suffering within, it's because you love your thrills. You love your pain. You don't have to suffer any longer. It is finished. It is done. And you can be free of anger, of stress, of loneliness, of suicidal thoughts, up and down emotions, feeling good and then feeling bad, feeling happy and then feeling sad. You can be free of fear. You don't have to cry at night. You really can be free if you want it. The only reason you're still living in the darkness of your imagination, you don't want to come into the light. You don't want to come into the light. You love your misery and you love blaming others for the way you feel. You get mad or you feel insecure or you feel shy or whatever. You're quick to blame somebody else for the way you're feeling on the inside. Think about that. Because it is happening within you. It's not happening on the outside. And no one, except your parents who blame for what happened to you. But as an adult, no one is to blame for what you're feeling on the inside. But you feel like a victim. And you blame others. You made me mad. You made me uncomfortable. You made me sad. You made me this. You made me that way. It's a lie. And one last thing, well, I don't know about one last thing, but one thing I want you to know about a victim in any form or fashion. Now, if somebody in a crime is a victim of a outside crime, that's a different story. But I want you to know people who cry victimhood, people who claim to be a victim, people who blame others for the way they feel, whether good or bad. And you can bank on this. You can put your bitcoins on it. You can put your cash on it. All your pennies. A victim, a person who claimed to be a victim in any form or fashion, except for you attacked visually, you didn't know it, right? A victim claimer is a very dangerous an evil person. A person who pretend to be a victim emotionally, mentally or whateverly. Blaming somebody else that you can't make it in life. Somehow or another, the world holding you back. A victim. If you pay attention to what's going on in you, you're going to understand what I mean when I say a person who claimed to be a victim is a very evil, distrustworthy, vicious person, man or woman, male or female, and they cannot be trusted. Pay attention to the people around you who pretend to be victims. Look at how they treat themselves and others. And look at how they treat you the moment their thought make them feel that somehow or another you hurt their feelings. Or somehow or another you did this or that. A victim? And I didn't notice before. It's just really becoming clear to me over the years. A victim? Anyone who claimed to be a victim is a very evil person. Really. I would watch out for them. Do what you want. But I'll watch out. I'll be aware. But don't judge. They are asleep. And they don't know it. But a person, whether it's male or female, doesn't matter the color, claim to be a victim, I would back off because they will hurt you too. And they're always plotting and looking for something to blame you for. And believe me, they already have formed a team against you. Don't think that they have not. They have already found other victim people or person that they're already agreeing with, and you don't know it. A victim is an evil person. Just FYI. Do what you want with that. When Christ said, and I repeat, and it's not even Bible Thump Thursday, a person with anger is evil and is a murderer. Because they're murdering themselves first within. They're in turmoil. They're suffering. They're killing themselves within. And you can't trust them either. Just know that. Amazing, huh? I want to do a quick White History Month. Happy White History, by the way. It's so sad. I'm using the word sad, but I don't feel sad. But for communication purposes. It's so sad that most people are miserable in their lives unnecessarily. And the misery that they bring upon themselves and others is mind-blowing. It's sad. Amazing. Just FYI, I have a White History moment. And this came from my producer gave this to me, and John sent this to my producer. Am I right, Derek? John did this, right? John sent this. I'm talking to my producer, my headset. And I'm like, yes! What a perfect person to present as a White History moment than Rush Limbaugh. I didn't know Rush's middle name was Hudson until today in the meeting. Rush Hudson Limbaugh III. Shout out to David Limbaugh too, Rush's brother. Shout out to David. Hey, David. Rush Hudson Limbaugh III, a radio's greatest of all time, and America anchorman, radio greatest of all time, an American anchorman, revolutionized the media industry. And I do remember that. Rush had a major impact. Radio, in radio and the media. I may be wrong, but Rush was one of the first men to be in radio. And it was so, it woke up the world. He was so smart, may his soul rest in peace. But he was so smart, it wasn't even funny. And it was always interesting and always right on the money. Rush Limbaugh. Here's, listen to this, watch this, from the Washington Post.
Freedom is killed off by people claiming that the greater good or the general will or the betterment of the community requires speech patrol.
Rush Limbaugh called himself America's anchorman and a doctor of democracy. He was a conservative on-air personality whose bombastic presence made his radio show one of the most popular in history.
He said a number of things that people didn't say on the airwaves, but might have said in the dark of night, in the privacy of their homes.
The Rush Limbaugh Show became nationally syndicated in 1988 and is often credited with saving AM radio and leading Republican politics into a new era. Limbaugh was known for his controversial statements, be them about politics, women, or minorities. His relentless bashing of liberals helped shape a generation of conservative politicians.
It was amazing. And the liberals hated Rush. They hated him. Here are a few things Rush Limbaugh was criticized for saying. Watch this.
You've also been called arrogant and pompous.
Well, I call it confidence.
And you can certainly argue with the things he said as to whether you agree with them or whether they were proper for public consumption.
He once said Michael J. Fox was exaggerating his Parkinson's disease.
He is moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act.
He pushed the baseless birther conspiracy theory about Barack Obama. He made race-related comments about then-Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb.
I'm sorry to say this. I don't think he's been that good from the get-go. I think the media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well.
Which ultimately forced Limbaugh's resignation as a commentator on ESPN's Sunday NFL Countdown. In 2015, Limbaugh attacked Georgetown University law student Sandra Fluke. Congressional Democrats had invited her to speak in support of contraceptive coverage mandates for health insurance companies.
Without insurance coverage, contraception, as you know, can cost a woman over $3,000 during law school. For a lot of students who, like me, are on public interest scholarships, that's practically an entire summer's salary.
Limbaugh degraded her on his show.
It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex.
Republicans and Democrats condemned his comments. Limbaugh later apologized, but maintained that he was unfairly criticized.
Amazing. I remember that, too. Who want to pay for your condoms? What the? Some of you may remember Trump awarded Limbaugh with the Medal of Freedom during his 2020 State of the Union address. This is from the Washington Post.
Limbaugh had notable influence in the Republican Party. His millions of listeners were mostly conservative. Before Trump's presidency, Limbaugh was known for holding conservative elected officials to hard lines on issues such as immigration, government spending, and denial of global warming. Trump surprised Limbaugh at his
all my life I've been by me. How come it froze?
And purely an act.
What the? You see this?
We ought to come back to that.
Refresh this thing.
Apologies. So we'll take stop
I think
and
I
come
can
back.
Play that again if you'd like.
Looking party. his millions of listeners were mostly conservative. Before Trump's presidency, Limbaugh was known for holding conservative elected officials to hard lines on issues such as immigration, government spending, and denial of global warming. Trump surprised Limbaugh at his...
Nope.
Okay, issues there, but Trump surprised him by giving him the Medal of Freedom Award during his 2020 presidency. Not only is Rush Limbaugh, the Hake Report former competitor, he was a great radio talk show host. And he had a major influence on society. He really did. It was major. And Rush Limbaugh will always be remembered. May his soul rest in peace. Not bragging, but I was a guest on his show at one time. And it was fun talk. It was a very, very nice discussion. Shout out to his brother, David. May his soul rest in peace. Rush Limbaugh will always be remembered. And what an amazing white history moment. Nice, huh? Amazing. I almost don't want to play this next soundbite after something that's so beautiful. Now you see why I say, white people, you got to overcome fear. Because they don't make them like Rush Limbaugh anymore due to fear. You're going to lose your country due to fear. Why not overcome fear? Because if you stay with fear, you're going to end up with more of what I'm about to show you. I debated this woman before. I mentioned that. And this woman has no clue about anything. Really. She looked lost. And you made her the mayor of your state, your city. Carrie Bass. What a mess. And so, having Carrie Bass as the mayor of L.A. is so bad. I can hardly find a word. It doesn't look like someone would vote for anyone that's dumb. And just don't know. She's just kind of floating in the wind like a tumbleweed. Talk about tumbleweeds. Carrie Bass is a tumbleweed. Some of you know that ICE is out there collecting illegal aliens and sending them back to wherever they came from. I've never seen anything like this in America. It's so amazing to see someone caring enough about the country that they're trying to clean up the mess as the Great White Hope is doing. And the Great White Hope, he's not concerned about what you say about him or think about him. He's just doing the job that he was paid to do or elected to do. I don't even know if he get paid, but elected to do. Fox 11, armored trucks, and mounted officers move in on MacArthur's Park. But no arrests were made. Confused resident watch as ICE sweep unfolded. A lot. They're not saying a lot, but I'm saying a lot. A lot. Karen Bass showed up and demanded an answer. I want you to watch the weakness in Karen Bass pretending that she care and how it's all an act. Watch this from ABC News.
This morning, new questions after federal agents descended onto MacArthur Park in Los Angeles yesterday. 90 National Guard troops in tactical gear deploying to the mostly empty park. Officials only saying the troops were there to support immigration authorities.
What a disgrace. What's happening in MacArthur Park? What theater?
California Governor Gavin Newsom slamming the Trump administration.
Those National Guard men and women that were out there protecting people are now being used as political pawns
who were in the park today were children. It was their summer camp.
Mayor Karen Bass saying there were no threats at the park, only children whose camp was interrupted.
Did this 8-year-old tell me that he was afraid of ice? Did the 8-year-old tell me that he was afraid of ice taking his parents?
A recent report said the park is a crime-ridden, open-air drug market, but no arrests were reported during the troops' presence. It comes as federal officials report a spike in violence against immigration agents, with assaults against ICE and Border Patrol personnel up 500% since January.
Tell mama all about it. Tell mama all about it. Did an 8-year-old tell me he was afraid? Mama. And fake. And Gavin Newsom, a poor, pitiful excuse of a male. If they didn't make California a sanctuary state, it probably already be cleaned up. I'm wondering out loud, will the voters finally get rid of Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom and bring in men who will make Los Angeles safe again? I'm just wondering out loud. She act like she's like really hurt. It's all about the vote. That's why they want these illegals here, by the way. They're losing the voters from the normal American people, the citizens. It's not like they love these people at all, zero. And they'll let you suffer in order to get votes. Yesterday, a man opened fire on a Border Patrol facility, on a Border Patrol facility in Texas. Watch this from ABC News.
Just yesterday, a man in tactical gear opening fire on a Border Patrol facility in Texas. Police say 27-year-old Ryan Lewis Mosqueda fired dozens of rounds into the building near the McAllen Airport. Two local officers and a Border Patrol employee were hurt. Mosqueda was killed. Investigators found his vehicle spray-painted with the words Cortes Die, a phrase from a Call of Duty video game referring to an anti-government uprising.
Unless we stop the hateful rhetoric against ICE and Border Patrol comparing them to Nazis, there's going to be more situations like that.
Isn't that amazing that there are politicians in America that want violence? They're encouraging them, Nazi, using those words and all that kind of stuff. And they want it for the vote, not because they care about you. It's about the vote. It's about money and so-called power. Think about that. We have thugs in the White House, like the Democratic representatives. ICE is trying to do its job for all of America, and these people are encouraging violence. And because most people are angry, they fall for it. Anger is evil. Human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. On the 4th of July, a group of people, watch this. On the 4th of July, a group of people ambushed ICE officers in Texas. From the ABC News.
In a separate incident on July 4th, officials say a group of 10 to 12 people in military gear ambushed officers at an immigration detention facility in Alvarado, Texas. The group drawing officers out of the building, launching fireworks and damaging vehicles before opening fire, hitting one officer in the neck.
10 suspects have now been arrested and charged with attempted murder of federal officers.
Amazing, huh? In the United States of America, we have a president, what manner of man is this, is trying to do his job, or doing his job, not trying, doing his job, keeping his word. And our enemies, the politicians and the liberal media, is supporting evil. Human nature is evil. Quick break. Back in a moment, the Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on
Pill.net.
Pill.net. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. ICE is not looking for him yet. I say yet. The American Anchor Baby from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Get your personal shout-outs out there. I will do them for you. Birthday, wedding, encouragement, anniversary shout-out, whatever it is. Happy White History Month shout-out. Congratulations shout-outs. Go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson for your shout-outs. Shout-out. Amazing. I got to show you this. This is hell on earth, folks. Hell is right here on earth inside of human beings. But you don't have to stay in your hell. You can overcome your hell. You really can if you want to. Or you could stay in it. Some of you might already be aware of this. I just found out about this morning, I believe. If I heard anybody yesterday, I don't remember. But my producer gave me this. There's like this war zone. And it's a mess. ABC 6 is reporting. Shocking video shows multiple people pulling out guns and open fire during a deadly mass shooting early Monday morning in the Gray Ferry section of Philadelphia. Watch this from ABC 6. This is mind-blowing.
Three people were killed and nine others were hurt in a mass shooting in the Grays Ferry section of Philadelphia. This shooting, just one incident over a very violent weekend in the city. Action News reporter Jessica Cartaglia is live with more. And Jessica, you have new video showing the terrifying moments multiple people opened fire.
Yeah, Sarah, that video is incredibly difficult to watch. It's just hard to fathom that something like that could happen. Meanwhile, many of the victims of that shooting were brought here to Penn Presbyterian Hospital, where they are still being treated. Ring camera footage is now part of a police investigation into a gunfight early this morning in Grays Ferry. Hazardous waste crews scrub blood from the sidewalk just hours after that mass shooting.
There is a lot of video circulating online. It's pretty much a horrific scene.
Police say a gunfight erupted just before 1 o'clock this morning on the 1500 block of South Edding Street in Grays Ferry. After making several arrests over the weekend, police were monitoring reports of large gatherings and loud music. They were in the process of responding to a nearby call when they heard the gunfire. When they arrived on scene, they found a dozen shooting victims ranging in age from 15 to 24.
What's wrong with the blacks? That's black on black, folks. Is that racism? Is that due to the white man? Black on black. And those gunfire was loud and rough.
By almost 140 pieces of ballistic evidence.
And you don't hear a lot about this in the news at all. Had it been white people doing it, it'd be all over the place. And they want to ban guns. This is black on black shooting. Police have a gun with a switch. Police believe a gun with a switch was involved. And a youth center leader commented on this incident. Watch this from ABC 6.
Almost 140 pieces of ballistic evidence has been recovered. We definitely believe, based on our observation, a gun with a switch was involved.
There was so much evidence at the scene. In addition to yellow markers, police wrote numbers by hand.
It's pass rusher.
Tyree Glasgow is executive director of the Young Chances Foundation, a youth center in Grays Ferry working to end violence and provide opportunities for young men. He knows many of the victims in this morning's shooting.
They were working to get jobs, you know, going to vocational school and doing those things. So to have their lives stop, you know, for gun violence is something that is frustrating and painful.
Glasgow, who grew up in South Philly, says residents are left to clean up the blood and remnants of this morning's shooting as city workers remain on strike. Police say they transported 8 of the 12 victims to the hospital. 2 of the victims were juveniles. They are expected to be okay.
Amazing, huh? Black on black violence. What a mess. What's wrong with the blacks? You got to chase the heart. Getting a job or going to school ain't going to do it. Look at Jasmine Cricket. Doesn't she have an education? Her heart didn't change. She still blamed the white man. Salvation is of the heart. And one last thing, remember when we played, some of you might remember, we played a video of these young people going to the military, and I believe this was under Joe Biden or the fallen messiah, Barack Obama, but I think it was Joe Biden. The people were going to the military not because they want to protect the country, they wanted benefits. Watch this from X. Here's a video of a woman confessing. She didn't join the military to save her country. She's like, what? I didn't join the military to serve my country, but for the VA loan and student debt relief. Watch this from X.
I would just like to announce that I did not join the military to serve my country. I joined the military to get a VA home loan, the GI Bill, and student loan forgiveness. That's it.
Black and proud. Black excellence. Free stuff. Thank God the great white hope is there, so this kind of mess can stop too. My country is gone. This is hell on earth. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Maya, a first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Maya, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Maya. Me? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Jesse, I called in about the biblical question. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. Is it hard for you to let go of the past? Is that it?
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
Well, where I live now, I have a few acquaintances. I know now that there is no such thing as real friends, but I'll miss them, but it won't be as hard as saying goodbye to my house. I have recently found out that I have to sell my house, and I've been doing the silent prayer, and I see how weak and attached I am emotionally to my house. which I now have to sell. I feel like the rug has been pulled out from under me. The not me is having a fit. I know it's not me, but it certainly feels like me. So much so that my body is shaking. I can't sleep, et cetera. I'm a mess. I've been here 23 years. I'm so afraid to let go of the wheel, as Joelle used to say, and let God take over, because, you know, part of me desperately wants to think that I can control this situation. I grew up in a crowded city, and I finally was able to move to the country. I've been here for 23 years, and it's beautiful here. It's semi-rural, a lot of nature. I have no neighbors. It's just beautiful. And now I have to move back to a noisy, crowded city apartment, and I'm just freaking out. So, do you have any advice for me besides suffer and die?
Oh, that is the best advice. But let me ask: so, you right now you live in the countryside, right?
Yes.
And you got to go back to the city. Are you able to say why you have to sell your house?
It's a very long story. But I'm starting to have health problems. I'm getting older. I think it's time to go into a senior living place, and I dread that.
And why do you?
I don't
dread
feel like
it?
A senior. Well, as I said, it's in the city. I'm going to have neighbors on the other side of the wall. It's probably going to be mostly gossipy old women that, you know, mind everybody's business because they have nothing else to do. Instead of looking out on the river and a state park and having no neighbors and trees and a half acre that I have here and water views, I'll be looking out on a parking lot.
And is your peace coming from all that, or is it coming from within?
Well, that's what I mean when I do the silent prayer. I'm starting to realize that I'm getting my peace and my identity and everything from this place. And when I move, I'm just filled with fear, Jesse.
So then your peace is not coming from within. Why do you have fear? Have you dropped your anger?
I'm not sure. I'm doing the silent prayer, and I've forgiven my parents, but they're both gone now. I'm close to your age.
Do you have fear?
Yes, I'm filled with fear.
Why don't you?
I never
drop...
thought that I had fear until recently.
Why don't you drop the fear drop the anger so that the fear can disappear? Because the fear is not real.
Is that what it'll take? Is my fear a symptom that I still have anger?
The fear is that you believe that fear is real, and now fear is preventing you from moving to the next point in life. You don't know what's going to happen when you get to where you're going. If you didn't have fear, you would have a wait-and-see attitude rather than what if and what if. And this is going to happen and that. You don't know what's going to happen. But you have fear, and so you're listening to evil, and you're believing that instead of have a wait-and-see attitude.
I know you're 100% right. I know you are.
And so why don't you drop the fear then?
I don't know why. I'm going to have to continue to address that in my silent prayer.
Do you want to know how to drop the fear?
Yes.
Have a way to see. You know what? My situation now, this situation outside of me, I got to move. I have for now moved back to the city. I'm going to have a way to see instead of assuming what may happen, rather than wait and see it. And the Father inside of you will take care of you. You'll be fine.
I tell myself that, and some days it works, and other days I'm a mess.
A mess! So why not live with that mess and not call it you and let the Father take that away from you?
Yes. That's That's what I'm going to try to do. You're right. I know you're right.
Don't try to do it. Right now you have fear about moving to the city. You don't want to move to the city. The mind, the thoughts, which are always lies, telling you what's going to happen. Be aware of all that going on inside of you. It's happening inside of you. And be aware of it. Don't run from it. Don't deny it. Don't try to avoid it. Just watch it. Christ is the light. And the light will take care of all those things. If you would just be aware, and you got to make this move, make the move if you need to make it. But be aware of what you're feeling, what's happening on the inside, so you can overcome that. The light will take it away from you.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
And so shaking in your boots in fear, but don't call it you. Just watch it. Just watch it. So that's the ego nature that you must die from. Christ said that we all must die from the false self. And you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. And you're not your body. You're none of those things. And this is a perfect time to be aware and overcome it, because it's all coming up now. It's overwhelming you. And so let that be, but don't call it you, and just do what you need to do.
All right. I know you're right. I know. I sense, I've always sensed my whole life that everything you're saying is true.
Yeah.
Now it's really, I really have to put it into action.
Yes. And have a way to see about this place. You may not end up going there. You may end up going somewhere else or not have to leave at all. But the point is, you got to let all these demons inside of your mind and body be taken away from you. And now is the time to really buckle down and let that happen and do what's in front of you to do.
Yes.
Whatever needs to happen to the ego, let that happen. Let the fear happen. Let the worry happen. Let all that happen. And don't call it you, and it will be taken away from you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jesse.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay, I will.
And you're doing the silent prayer? You're doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes, I am.
Okay, stay with that. Stay with that. I'm telling you, Maya, and it's the truth. What you're thinking and feeling is not real. It's not you. It's happening inside of your body, your mind, but you're not your mind. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. So let that happen. Just be aware of it and trust the light, and the light will take care of you.
Jesse, can I mention one more thing?
Yes.
That's related to this?
Yes.
Or it's related in a more general way.
Okay.
When I was very young, about in my early 20s, maybe 22, I was exposed to something very similar to this silent prayer on another radio show that I won't mention. And I began doing it, and my life started changing for the better in so many ways. And then I made the mistake of thinking, okay, I've got it. Yeah. I grabbed it. I grabbed the wisdom. I understand it. Now my life's going to be great. And then I stopped doing the silent prayer, whatever you want to call it. And and of course, things reverted back to bad things, because I started reaching out to people, you know, relationships and places and travel and fun and parties for my fulfillment. And I gradually forgot all the things that I had learned. And so now at this age, having to start all over again, it's so much harder to do.
Yes.
And I regret, and, you know, I know that that's the devil telling me that, you know, you fool, you shouldn't have done it. And, you know, it's just taunting me with these regrets. And so much harder to do it when you stop. So I would advise everyone, once you start on this path, don't stop, because it'll be much harder to get back on it.
That's why I tell people, if you're not ready to see this all the way through, don't start the prayer, don't start anything, because once you start and then you fall back, you stop, the hell that you're falling back into is worse than the hell that you are overcoming. And people do that, and I've seen people do it, and they're miserable now. But I want you to know, because of time, don't worry, don't believe those thoughts. They convince you to stop doing it. Oh, you made it now. You got it. You understand it. And they convince you to stop doing it. And then when you stopped, they brought the hell up on you and they laughed at you. They laughed because you listened to hell. But listen, don't worry about that. Just go back to it and be aware and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse. Love you.
I love you too. And I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Super chat. Super chat.
Uncle Ruckus says, ushers, lock them doors. We need $50,000.
We have a fundraising drive going. Go there and make a donation. Get to $50,000, maybe more. But at least to $50,000. Somebody have that right now. They can just give. But whatever you can give, rebuildingdemand.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. And thank you. We got to keep things going. I appreciate it.
A very generous from Julie. Bond is the best. Life-changing. Celebration hands.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Five coffees from Eric. Women give sex to men and say he's not a good husband. If I sold crack and wanted a landscaper, I would find a landscaper that smoked crack. I wouldn't hook a painter on crack and say he's not a good landscaper.
Okay. Thank you. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus, there's no client list, but is there a flight? But there is a flight log? referring to the Epstein drama.
Oh, amazing. speaking of flights, I saw a report this morning that when you go to the airport now, you don't have to take your shoes off.
Nice.
Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, I heard it this morning, some report. You know how when you're walking through that thing, they tell you to take off everything? You don't have to take your shoes off. Amazing.
Exciting news.
Thank you, I know.
But I like taking off my shoes and walking in my socks in the airport. It's fun.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, MPANS gave a subscription to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
Thank you.
Curly for the fundraiser on Cash App.
Amazing.
Thank you,
thank you.
Madeline, two coffees. Are you doing the silent prayer? No. Suffer and die. Laughing faces with tears.
Suffer and die. What a mess. Thank you.
10 from Hannes. This is buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Thank you for everything, Jesse. An amazing Sunday service, as always, especially this one. It's provoked into thinking about myself when you asked Hassan if he's comfortable with not knowing what to do in life. I find it really hard not to know what to do. I may need to book a counseling session with you about this.
Go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND to request a counseling session by phone, Skype, or walk-in. If you want to live, do it to her. Live a life not knowing what to do. And just do what's in front of you. It's going to blow your mind. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Hannes.
Yep.
Uncle Ruckus, Nicolas Cage is going to play Steve Madden in the new Madden movie. Shout out Steve Madden for White History Month.
July just feel white. Thank
Always
you.
Always like that guy. Lord Farquaad is Snow White and Grumpy's kid. He's a lord, not a king. Short, grumpy, had a magic mirror passed down to him from his mom, says Uncle Ruckus.
Amazing. Thank you. Trump is king.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mark, Pastor Mark, I joined the army with only expectations of serving my country. all that other stuff was just an extra, but was not my reasoning of joining.
That black girl says she joined it for that reason. All the free stuff.
I come from a long
line. Excellence.
He came from a long line of proud veterans, Pastor Mark.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Shout out to the top contributors. Somebody's Beta Adventure, Games for Rec, Greenwald, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1.0, and the rest of the supporters over there on the D-Live crew, as always.
Thank you all. Amazing.
Lori answering the biblical question, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
Nice.
It's easy to say goodbye in the moment, but after time goes by, the past will sneak up on me out of nowhere. A simple song had me crying for a good 20 minutes recently. I still have anger in me to overcome, she says.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my my little two cents in on Sunday. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And someone mentioned the fellowship. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church.
Anthony on Cash App says, God is 7 minus 6 minus 4 musical notes, or 7, 6, 4 musical notes, July 4th, 1776. 476. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Black people going crazy this summer. What the?
What's wrong with the black? I got to stop there, hey?
All right. We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank y'all.
Thank you all.
Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Daniel, first time call out. Daniel, first time call out of Michigan. Melanie out of Washington State. Ardine out of Colorado. Sion. Oh, Lord. Nah, Sion out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. I am so out of time. But if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back tomorrow. I recommend you drop your anger, do the silent prayer, and be present. Stay where the spirit of truth lives. Always right here, right now. And you shall be free. But you got to forgive your mothers and your fathers before you can enter into that peace. I got to go now. Well, pretty soon this morning, I got to do 3 hour taping of the FallenState.tv. 3 more hours of talking. What the Hate Report coming up now, and then the American Anchor, baby. Thank you for your super chat, your donation to our fundraiser drive, and everything. Take care, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.